This is a work of fiction. All views expressed, characters, places, and incidents are derived from the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is purely coincidental. No part of this book, podcast, or broadcast may be reproduced or transmitted without prior written permission from the publisher. All rights reserved.
July 16, 2040. To whom it may concern, I am Amunet, a scholar from Alexandria, Egypt. I come from a time when the pyramids were the tallest structures anywhere in the world. My insatiable appetite for knowledge led me to seek out guidance that came from Demetrius the Wise. My time travel skills were trained at the illustrious Academy for Time Travelers in the Great Library of Alexandria, which was destroyed. Imagine a world in which I, a woman from antiquity, am thrust into the unending procession of modernization. Every second reveals a surprising new example of human ingenuity, ranging from the simple implements of my era to the mind-boggling complexity of yours. Time travel is the one phenomenon that captivates me the most among all of these wonders. Nevertheless, a daunting obstacle is approaching amid all this awe. Sigma Shukran, a classmate of yours, has mysteriously disappeared into what you call the future. Sigma is a storm of brilliant insanity, convinced that he is the only one who can save humanity and that no one else can. His scheme uses the very fabric of time as a defense against impending catastrophe. It is an endeavor that is every bit as thrilling as it is terrifying. To combat genetically modified foods and air pollution, Sigma, who is now the head of the DTSA, Department of Space-Time Anomalies, developed replicants. But beneath the surface of this admirable endeavor is a risky wager with the passage of time. The historians from your past who study time travel seem to be scurrying to find Sigma. The thought of him tampering with timelines, in particular by bringing into existence beings he calls pteradroids, sends shivers up all of our collective spines. Although the goals themselves may be good, his goals are diametrically opposed to the unquestionable tenets that guide the Academy's operations. The DTSA has deployed these pteradroids, or artificial life forms, to help facilitate their goals. Unfortunately, this has resulted in a severe imbalance in the planet's ecosystem. As a result, many of the world's species are in decline, and the environment is deteriorating. We must act to protect our planet and its inhabitants from the devastating effects of Sigma and his department's plans. We must reverse the chaos caused by the sudden shift in the global economic power balance. The fact that Sigma chose to create pteradroids as a last-ditch effort to solve the problem has both confused and alarmed us. It is a violation of the Academy's long-held principles, which emphasize the importance of having respect for the way that time naturally flows. While it is admirable that he is trying to save humanity, he is bringing us one step closer to an inhuman future by doing so. Sigma's operations could cause a catastrophic domino effect if left unchecked. Intervention is our only option, and we can only hope that it will not be necessary to take extreme measures. If this is not done, it could lead to a future in which sentient pteradroids rule over the universe, which would be catastrophic. Our only option is to find Sigma, end his behavior, fix the timeline, and protect the future from disturbances. This sense of urgency compels us to take immediate and decisive action. As our inquiry continues, we have realized that waiting is not viable. We must be ready to make difficult choices to obstruct Prime Minister Sigma Shukran and the DTSA's destructive decisions. Yours in time, Amunet. You're listening to Time Traveler's Digest, the podcast. This podcast is based on a speculative fiction novel that explores time travel through an Afrocentric lens. Experience how stories break traditional storytelling boundaries as we journey through different time periods, from ancient civilizations to the future. Within this collection lies a fresh chapter in an illustrious literary legacy, beckoning readers to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey through time and space that pays homage to bygone eras while envisioning a future shaped by the indomitable human spirit. The novel unveils the profound ability of storytelling to intertwine the past, present, and future, fostering inspiration within successive generations. The settings, from the grandeur of ancient Alexandria to the mysterious allure of hidden temples, are meticulously crafted. The heart of Time Traveler's Digest lies in its story, a tale of adventure, discovery, and the boundless possibilities of time. This obscure, first-of-its-kind literary and multimedia experience presents a captivating exploration of the repercussions stemming from the erosion of knowledge and the extraordinary measures individuals are willing to undertake to safeguard it. Let it serve as a powerful reminder of the vital importance of libraries and other sources of knowledge, urging us to wholeheartedly protect them for the betterment of our not-so-distant future. In addition to this podcast, the novel Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. For new enticing visuals, podcast episodes, the illustrated magazine companion, merchandise, and more, visit timetraverslsdigest.com.